Welcome to LSE Limelight from Beaver Sound, where we unfold the best stories from students around LSE with me, Ellie Reeves. Today we're going to be talking to LSE's Marine Society with its president, Grace, and social and PR officer, Julie, about their efforts to get LSE students to help protect our oceans with their new initiative, the Blue New Deal. So hi, both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Beaver Sound. Do you want to just introduce yourself a bit?
Sure. So I am Grace Chapman and I am president of LSESU Marine Society.
And I am Julie Faux and I am the social and PR officer of the Marine Society.
Nice. So could you just tell us a little bit about Marine Society? When did it start?
Yeah, absolutely. So Marine Society was founded in January of last year, 2019. And it was founded with the belief that whilst you can have fun in and on the ocean, we also must protect them. So we basically do anything to do with the ocean. We sail, we surf, we dive, but we also want to protect our oceans. Like, they are very important. They take up over 70% of the Earth's surface, so we need to not forget them.
So the Marine Society is working on a new project. Could you just tell us a bit about what's going on?
So our new project is called the Blue New Deal, stemming from various books like the Green New Deal from Anne Pettifor, which are talking about different ways that we can shape policy to mitigate the effects of climate change, because real action is needed now, essentially. But too often these kind of papers and this kind of research focuses too much on land-based issues. When we look at Extinction Rebellion as well, they love talking about the land but often forget the oceans. And the fact is, like, if we don't save our oceans, we have no hope of mitigating the effects of global heating, so we really need to focus on them, and that's what we want to do with the Blue New Deal.
So we will be focusing on policy formulation and meeting once a week or something along those lines to discuss different topics on climate change and its implication on oceans. For instance, in March, we will be holding two working sessions, including overfishing and fishing regulations and climate change and rising sea levels. And in April, we hope to be hosting two other sessions that will be about industrial and agricultural waste recycling and educating youth. And those topics are even more interesting when we look at them in the context of Brexit, with the end of EU quotas for fishing quotas for UK-based fishermen, or for instance, the fact that the UK signed the Paris Agreement in 2015 as an EU member state. So we will have to see in the upcoming month if they are going to keep their commitments or formulate new ones.
But we really want people to be able to talk about whatever they want, right? The ocean affects people in so many different ways. Like, Julie's a sailor, I'm a a failed wannabe surfer. And, you know, it affects everyone in different ways, and everyone's going to be able to bring their different unique experiences to the project, which is why we want to appeal to a broader spectrum of people, like across the LSE. So it has the capacity to be something that anyone can be involved with, whether you sail, whether you surf, or whether you just like looking at the ocean. It's something for everyone.
So what is the outcome of the Blue New Deal going to be? What's it going to look like at the end?
So after the policy formulation, we will be doing a sailing trip to confront our policies with reality and finalize the Blue New Deal to present it in during the summer and do a post-expedition event in October.
But this is something we don't want to be, you know, short-term. We're already halfway through Lent term. Our policy formulation sessions are going to be only for a short period of time this year, but we want it to be a long-term project that we can work on next year as well, right?
Exactly.
Like, we don't want anything...
It will be evolving and becoming something
Yeah,
fuller.
We don't want anything left unturned, you know? We want to really do this right because, you know, LSE is a world leader in research, and we want to be at the forefront of that, and this is such an important issue that we are so passionate about that we just want people to know about it and want to be involved in it, and we don't care how long that takes.
So is a university quite far removed from the ocean, obviously,
Why do you think LSE students should feel like it's important to get involved with this project? What impact can they understand do they have on the oceans?
Because even if you can't see your impact, your direct impact on the oceans, it's always there. Oceans are not, I mean, the biosphere is not the only thing that is absorbing carbon emissions. And same thing goes for microplastic. It always somehow ends up in the sea. So I guess even the smallest habits have an impact.
How do you think the Blue New Deal is a step forward towards concrete action rather than like an after-school club meeting once a week, you know?
I think with any climate activism, you have to start at the grassroots level at some point before you go into looking at systemic institutional change. So the fight against global heating is often a very youth-based movement. So we want to get students involved with talking about these issues, bringing their knowledge from their different degrees, their different experiences, but taking that and forming a concrete policy paper. That is our main goal by the end of this. We don't want it to just be an after-school club. We don't want it to just be people talking about these issues, because we've done enough talking, we've done enough strikes and protests and marching on the streets and ditching lectures to go to Trafalgar Square with big signs. We need to start making actual change, which is why we want to make this into a policy paper. And that's also why we want to work with academics and staff and people who have done these things before, because this isn't an issue that just affects the youth. It affects literally everyone, every living thing on this planet. So we really want to make a change for everyone, and this is where we start.
I suppose being at LSE, you have a really great privilege that you're in such a great institution that focuses on policy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely a good platform, especially since LSE has this sustainability program. It's better to start here than in any other university.
We both bring our own personal experiences to this as well. I mean, Julie's from international development and I'm from history. We're not really talking about sustainability and marine issues in our classes, at least I'm not, but every single degree in the social sciences should be geared towards these issues, because whether it's, you know, history or international development, we are all learning about the things that have contributed to or can mitigate the effects of climate change in the future or in the past, you know.
And I guess with the university with such a large population of international students, you have a great diversity of experiences that will really become apparent when people start discussing this issue.
Exactly, and it is a global issue, right?
Even when you're looking at the committee, we're coming from all over the world, and I think there is only one member of the committee who is not living on a coast. All the other, I mean, our president Grace is from the Isle of Man.
My family is.
I'm from the southern coast, and Nina is like Philly.
And I mean, I'm the only British person on the committee as well. So
diversity
we're from
is
all
key
over.
To the creation of socially inclusive and sustainable policies. So that's a great thing.
If people are listening to this podcast and want to get involved, what's the next step from here?
So the main thing that we want to plug is our launch event, which is happening on Thursday at 7:30 in the CBG, room 202. Please see our Facebook page and website for more information on that. But it will just be a really great place to get to know us as a society, what our project's all about, and what we want to achieve with this. So for more information, please see the links below this podcast.
Yes, there will be links below this podcast as well. And so if you do get involved with the Marine Society, you get to go on holiday.
There will be a sailing expedition, which we're hoping to run annually. But this year we will be focusing on the Blue New Deal and the effect that our policies will have in a real life setting. Our sailing expedition will be in Scotland along the west coast. In this beautiful, beautiful part of the world, which we have the privilege to be able to access through our collaboration with Sail Britain. Yeah, so that'll be happening in June. And it's one of the best things I've ever done. I went on the sailing expedition last year. One of my best friends I met on the boat. And it's just an amazing way to see how our actions are affecting places even in the most remote regions of the world. You know, we'd be sailing in these places and not see houses for days, and yet we'd still see plastic in the water. So it's really important to open your eyes to the reality when you're on an expedition like this.
And during the sailing expedition, we will be working with Sail Britain, which will provide a sailing vessel as well as scientific and sailing expertise.
Yeah, and they're great. Like, we love Sail Britain. We do.
Are they paying you to advertise this?
No. But we already worked with them last year, so...
Yeah. So. Oliver Bearden, who's the head honcho of Sail Britain, is just an incredible guy, and he cares about the ocean so much, and we are really looking forward to collaborating with them again.
Yes, so overall, we really want this project to be a way to craft ocean policy on the ocean.
And it's fun. We're fun. So come join Marine Society.
Thursday afternoon.
Yes, Thursday evening, 7:30.
It's only £3, the membership.
Yeah.
You don't need a membership to come to the launching event. You can just come, you know, and check it out.
Yeah.
So as well as the Blue New Deal, have you got any other events coming up that you want to plug?
So after Reading Week on the 14th of March, we're going to have a beach clean in Brighton. And on the 15th of March, we're going to have a try dive at 6 p.m. So just check out our social media as we're going to advertise them soon.
So thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you for inviting us.
Happy to be here.
Thanks.
This episode of LSE Limelight has been talking to Grace and Julie from LSE's Marine Society about the launch of their new initiative, the Blue New Deal, focusing on the drafting of policy to help protect our oceans. Make sure you go to the launch of the event on Thursday the 20th of February or get involved with the initiative via their social media and website. I have been Ellie Reeves. Thank you very much for listening.